Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.
It is Kerry's Couch, and I would like to introduce you right now to Vicky van der Merwe. Vicky, welcome to Kerry's Couch.
Hi, Kerry.
Vicky, the reason I've got you here is that not only did you just win a gold medal, which is pretty incredible anyway, but in your email to me is the word disability.
Yes.
What does the word disability mean to you?
To me, it means I'm unable to do specific things with my feet. I don't feel disabled.
There we go.
At all. I feel normal. The only thing is I can't move my feet.
So I guess this is what constitutes normal. It's perspective, isn't it?
It's very much a perspective, yes.
So let's go straight into it, Vicky. Will you say to me you can't use your feet? As I'm looking at you now, you look, and I say again, it's perspectively normal. You do have two what looks like you know, like the heart rate monitor that someone wears around their chest. You look like you've got two of those around your shins with a kind of a brace going down to your ankles. So what's going on?
Okay. I had nerve damage in my back, and now I cannot move my feet up or down, and I can't move them from side to side. So they basically just hang. So these braces that I have, they go down all the way under, and they go into my foot, into my shoe. They fit in, they're shaped to my shoe.
They're not attached to you?
No, they're not attached to me at all. They're attached to my shoe. So when I take my tacky off, well, they're not attached. I can put them in.
Yeah.
When I take my tacky off, my tacky stand with the strips on. I can walk, but very, very badly.
Now, Vicky, when and how did this happen? Tell us about...
Yeah, since about 2009, I had some really, really bad back ops that didn't go well. And finally, 2 years ago, I went and saw a specialist up in Pretoria, and he actually had to straighten my spine. He had to attach my spine to my hips. And that I had three operations in the space of a week.
What?
And from all those back operations, the nerve damage got so bad that the one I had, well, it was about 3 years ago now. I can no longer move my feet up and down or from side to side.
So, Vicky, I'm going to come back to where we are now. Mm. Let's just backtrack a little bit, because I didn't know Vicky before today, and someone may be listening right now outside of your friends or family, they don't know Vicky. So let's talk a little bit about Vicky van der Merwe. Where are you from? When were you born? Tell us about yourself.
Well, I was actually born in England.
Really?
Yes, in a small town called Oswaldwistle near Manchester,
mm-hmm.
49 years ago. And we came to Botswana when I was three. My dad worked on the coal mines. He was an engineer. And we were in Botswana for a year and a half. Then we moved to South Africa. Eventually, when I was about nine, we settled in Newcastle and with my family. Yes, I'm married and I have two kids.
And your family, mom, dad, did you have any siblings?
A brother. Yeah. He went back overseas after qualifying at Edgewood, and he's teaching over there. He married an English girl.
Okay.
They've got two kids. He's happy there.
So then, Vicky, what were you like, let's say, before any of your back issues? What was a typical day in Vicky's life?
Growing up, I was very active. I played all sports. All sports you could think of, I played. We lived on a mining village, so there was tennis courts, squash courts, badminton, everything, and that was fun. I played hockey at school, and after school I played hockey. So I was always very, very involved in sport. And then I pretty much stopped when I started my own business, and when Dylan was born, my eldest, he's 21, yeah. So, yeah, then life got in the way.
So, Vicky, when these ops continued and continued and continued, I don't know if it was after your last op or that moment when either you woke up or were told your feet aren't going to move. Can you tell me about that?
I was fine with that because I didn't have the back pain anymore. To live with that back pain is horrific. So I would rather be like this than have that pain that I had before the last operation. You know, I still feel grateful that I'm not in a wheelchair, and I can still walk, and I can still drive, and I can still play balls and sport, and I feel incredibly grateful.
So, Vicky, I can see that your mindset is incredibly positive. You have this happen. You've had all the ops. You're now I mean, I can say walking, but you are walking with these braces on your legs. How is it that you came to not just playing bowls, but entering the nationals and winning a gold? So let's just look at that, because that's pretty impressive. It's your first nationals, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So first of all, is disability bowls a big thing in South Africa?
It isn't. It needs to get bigger. Especially in the female side, there are a lot of men who play. But on the lady side, woman side, there's not many. And I think it's again that image of yourself and, you're in a wheelchair. Nobody's going to want to help me or, you know, I actually started playing bowls about 7 years ago.
Okay.
And I was playing able-bodied bowls, as they call it. And my parents were very involved in bowls. So I grew up with it and I always thought, oh, it's for old men, you know. When I retire, I'll go play bowls.
It's a fun sport.
It really yeah. is a fun sport, and it's a thinking sport. It's 90% thinking, and what are you going to do, and how are you going to do it, and concentration levels, and all that. It's really, it's not just standing on a mat and rolling a ball. I found that out
many times.
I said, you know, I've got to do this. So I spoke to an orthotist, and he got these braces.
What are these made
for me.
Of?
They're made of titanium.
Sure.
They've got a spring in them. So as I walk, I actually have a spring in my step. So it's helping my muscles, because without it, my muscles would just basically disintegrate. So because it's got a spring in it, I can actually, my muscles are still working to get my feet to where I need to go.
And the first time you went to a disability bowls game or practice?
That was, there aren't really, there's not many. Okay, so I met a lady called Desiree Levine, who is up in Joburg, and she is in a wheelchair. She used to be a Springbok bowler, normal, able-bodied. And so she said, come, I'll put you into a team. And I walked in there and you had the blind bowlers, Princess Schroeder, who plays, for South Africa as well as a blind bowler.
Wow.
It was really, really amazing. That was a weekend. That was the first time I played with disability bowls and I was so humbled.
Humbled and hooked.
Yes. I mean, by the time I left, I'd made so many fantastic friends. It was just unbelievable.
Well, also everyone wants to be friends with the winner. I mean, I'm standing here now with your gold medal. It says disability bowls championships 2019. It is gold, and Vicky van der Merwe's name is going to be etched on the back here.
It is, yes, with Julie Defeville, who was my partner.
And you'd never met her before?
I'd never met her before. She's from Plattenburg Bay, and the minute we met, we just clicked.
And you won
going
gold.
To the nationals, I didn't expect to win one game. I won one singles game, and we won all our pairs games except the last
And so
one.
Are you two like WhatsApp buddies now? Do you?
We are. And she actually sent me a gorgeous little gift, and in March next year is the next Disability Nationals in Somerset West, and we will be playing together again as a pair to defend our title.
Look, you need to teach me and Darren Moore what you and your partner did, because if you guys can get on so well after just meeting, I need to come and coach us.
I don't think anything can help you guys, seriously.
Oh my God. Darren, that's it. We're done. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much for having me. And I hope through this we can get some more, especially women, you know, get up there, get out there, come and play bowls. It is incredibly, it's a fantastic game. It's social and you can have fun.
We all need a spring in our step, hey?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Vicky.
Cheers.
Darren Moore, Gary Miller and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.